Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Hi everybody!
Hello everyone!
My name is David Bell.
I'm Tom Ryman.
And we just watched a child's play, like a like a kid's play.
Like a fifth grade production of Peter Pan.
We were kicked out.
Yeah, we did. We had no business being there. We walked in, they were like, "Who are you here with?" And we were like, "Nobody, we're just here to enjoy the show." And they asked us to leave immediately.
And it was great.
It was, you know what, the opening, the bit that we got to see was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those two kids played a very convincing older married couple.
Yes.
Putting their children to bed who were the same age as them.
Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your camera cards.
Yeah.
Enough of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes.
How did you like the Child's Play remake?
I got a similar feeling watching it. I liked it for the most part, but it gave me a similar feeling that watching Brightburn did, where it's that I thought they had a really good idea that they didn't go far enough with.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I generally enjoyed it, but I also recognized the fact that I wasn't, like, probably not going to watch it again.
No, probably not.
I liked the premise, which for people who haven't watched it, this is what I'll say, is they managed to make Chucky creepy again through their premise.
Right, by completely changing the premise of the film.
So basically, it's someone on Twitter pointed this out. It's like the Treehouse of Horror episode with the Krusty doll, where someone flips it from good to evil.
Essentially.
But that's not quite. As the doll is basically his safeguards are shut off by a disgruntled employee.
who then kills himself.
That guy had issues.
That guy had nothing going on in his life.
Apparently.
He was like, you know what? I may be fired, but I'm going to doom a child with this doll. Then I'm going to kill myself.
So Chucky basically becomes obsessed with him.
Yeah, well, the premise is he's a smart toy that's supposed to, like, learn, but, like, he has all of his safety protocols and inhibitors shut off, so it's just like, yeah, he becomes obsessed with Andy, and anything he perceives as harming Andy or getting in the way of them playing together, he's like, you gotta go!
Yeah, and then he just starts, like, gaslighting him by the end. Wait, is the kid's name Andy? Really?
Yeah.
Did they do that on purpose because of Toy Story?
No, his name was Andy in the original.
Okay. This is a weird weekend for toy movies.
Sure is.
Especially since, and I don't want to say it because, I mean, I don't know if, it doesn't matter. Our next patron we just watched is for Small Soldiers.
Yeah, so, we got a lot of living toys.
Yeah, we got a lot of living toys to deal with. A
whole lot of living toys to deal with.
I liked how creepy he was in that sense that he's obsessing over him and he's like malfunctioning.
Yeah.
And so that was a neat twist that made him creepy again. And then he's sneaky, so, like, I get how he can kill people. Yeah. He's got the robot strength, and he's sneaky.
Well, he doesn't even really have robot strength. It's just he interfaces with other devices because he's a smart device. Like, they made him creepy in a believable way. Like, the original Chucky is creepy just because it's Brad Dourif who's put himself in a doll with voodoo magic.
Right. I would argue that
And he bleeds human blood. Which is weird.
Yeah, that's a little.
It's pretty intense.
I don't think I was ever scared by the original Chucky, but I think it might be because, like, it's one of the first horror movies I ever saw. I was young, but I think I was so young that I didn't know what the hell I was seeing.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, he became like a funny character, so I never really had a chance to be creeped out by Chucky.
Right. He was kind of immediately went in the Freddy Krueger direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This movie is a little more, I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy to say, but I really enjoyed the idea behind this because it's like, oh yeah, well something could, like, you know, with all of our devices being integrated, if like one of your devices in that network was just batshit insane,
yeah,
it could really ruin your life.
It's sort of a robot apocalypse movie.
Yeah, one of the characters straight up says that.
Yeah, in the sense that like in near the end, he can control other dolls as well. So that could go completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it doesn't.
It goes a little bit out of control.
It goes a little. All right, that's fair. Yeah, there's a lot I liked about. Like, did the original Chucky have the other kids involved?
No. And in the original Child's Play, the original Child's Play is much more contained. It takes place almost entirely within the apartment building.
That's what I remembered. Yeah.
The kid is much younger in the original. The kid's like 6. In the original,
right?
Like he's like 13 in this movie.
Yeah, they were trying. I felt like they were trying to do like a Stranger Things, Goonies thing.
A little bit. Yeah.
I liked the idea, but I didn't find the other kids that fun.
Yeah, I didn't care about them. I assumed they were going to get murdered by Chucky.
Yeah, and they just weren't that funny. I don't know.
Yeah, which is what needed to happen. I think those kids needed to get murdered.
Yeah.
That would have put this over the top for me.
I definitely The first really predictable moment was just the moment they come home and there's a cat there. And I was
that cat's going to kill. Yeah. He's going to kill that cat immediately.
Chucky is not going to allow that cat to exist.
And then later on, when he's standing in the corner of Andy's bedroom, just playing the audio of him murdering the cat.
Yeah, that was solid. That was pretty good.
There's some pretty great moments in this movie.
Yeah, I think it has that thing where it's so over the top that it wasn't scary. It was like,
oh no,
like it's funny scary. It wasn't trying to be scary.
Not really.
It was trying to be a slasher movie,
right? It was trying to be scary in the sense of like any kind of gore movie is scary, and it's just like you're wincing in anticipation of what horrible thing is about to happen.
Yeah, and there's like a couple jump scares and that's about it.
But a few, yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking something up right now. What season is Watermelons?
I don't know.
Okay, that sounds like an insane question, but Tom, you know why, right? Why
right,
I'm asking that?
One of the characters, it's this real douche hammer guy who's dating Andy's mom, played by Aubrey Plaza. And in one of the films, actually, greater reveals, we follow him home and see that he's actually married and has like 2 kids.
Yeah, they did that thing where like they knew they had to kill him, so they're just making him worse and worse and worse.
They made, with the exception of the cop's mom, they made like every murder victim just a piece of shit.
I think the idea was to get you to be like almost on board with him, with Chucky.
You're
until
almost on Chucky's
then
side.
And then you're like, wait, whoa, Chucky, too far, man, too far. Yeah. Okay. So that scene, he shows up at his crazy fucking yard. I just want to talk about this yard for like
this
an
yard,
hour.
Yeah, this yard is lunacy.
Because he's sent outside to take down the Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just looked it up. Watermelon season is between May and September, which means that those Christmas lights have been up for a very long time.
Yes.
The yard is a nightmare. Like, the pool is gross. Mm-hmm. It's weird because, like, the family, like, I guess my question is, what is this family? Because on the inside of the house, they look like a regular happy family.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the burbs in their backyard.
Right. Their backyard's like a haunted farmhouse.
Yeah. The pool has not been attended for ages. And which you could say like, oh, okay, well, it was just Christmas apparently. So maybe that's just, you know, we're hitting spring. But as I said, there's like full grown watermelons.
I think you're thinking too hard about the watermelons.
They're really fucking me up.
For some insane reason, they wanted this guy to have a watermelon patch in his backyard. It's for 2 reasons. But it's clearly like January because the pool's still like there's a tarp on the pool. It's like supposed to be in the winter. They really wanted him to have watermelons in his backyard because he gets his face skinned and Chucky puts his face on a watermelon. Mm-hmm. And then also the cop gets to make a watermelon joke.
Yeah. Yes. But that... I mean, that just baffled me. I don't know. Yeah. Because if it is January, that means they planted those watermelon like when the snow was still, when it was like the ground was frozen.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you wouldn't plant a fruit that grows on the ground in winter because it would just die.
Yeah.
And the
just
first
so we're
frost.
All clear. Like, right, I get why the movie wanted it, but I didn't. I feel like the movie didn't need it that bad. Like they you know what they could have done, Tom? You know what they could have done?
What's that? Anything else? Pumpkins, sure.
Pumpkins are a fall thing. I mean, it still doesn't make sense because they would have had to survive the winter, but that's right. Better than watermelons.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he could have just, I mean, there could have just been like a basketball hoop in the backyard. He could have put the guy's head on a basketball.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Why watermelons?
But then we wouldn't get to have Brian Tyree Henry make the watermelon joke.
Yeah, that's fair.
Where he says a white man died in a watermelon patch. Poetic justice.
He does say that.
He does say that, yes.
He was. What did you think about his character? He was all right.
Yeah, he's the Chris Sarandon character from the first movie. I think all the characters have the same names.
Do they?
Yeah, well, the three, like the mom, the kid, right. And the police detective are all the same, have all the same names. So.
Right. That makes sense.
So, yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
The second time he plays Miles' dad in Into the Spider-Verse, so he's played a cop twice in the past, like, 6 months.
No, weird.
Yeah.
That's just what he is.
Yeah.
man, I'm trying to think of, the watermelons really fucked me up.
Yeah, we're really spending way too much time talking about these watermelons.
I told you I could spend a while on that yard, because that yard was horrifying.
Well, let's talk about this yard.
And it felt out of place. There was that's the other thing. What was the machine that killed him? What was that doing out in that yard?
That's a rototiller.
Okay. For what is that, for gardening?
It tills the soil. Yeah, you run it. Yeah, you do it to chop up the soil so you can plant shit.
Okay, so let's say, okay.
It was out there so that Chucky could run a guy's head into it.
I know. But like, let's say it was there. Let's say winter is gone, we're hitting spring, and your whole yard is opened up to you. Does the first thing you do is harvest watermelons? Like, they didn't clean the pool yet. The yard looked like a wreck.
Look, this family's a real mess. He's never at home because he's always over at Aubrey Plaza's house cheating on his wife.
Right.
He's got two daughters that are just forever glued to their iPads. This right. whole home, this whole family's a real wreck.
Right. This might be my favorite part of this movie, by the way, is one thing that made it feel like it doesn't look like an 80s movie, obviously.
Parts of it did. Every time they showed like they showed like an establishing shot of the city, or they showed like an establishing shot of the factory in the beginning.
Oh, it's like a rundown.
And then the lightning strikes.
Yeah, you're right. The lightning strikes. Yeah.
Plus that throwback Orion logo at the beginning.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying is they weren't. This wasn't like Tarantino doing Grindhouse where they're like intentionally making it look retro.
No. It just kind of had the feel of it.
Yeah. Well, the thing I was going to point out that I really feel like is I think what I'm getting to with this yard. Mm-hmm. Is that it has the feel of an 80s slasher where you're like, what the fuck is that guy? where it's Crispin Glover showing up and dancing like a lunatic. And you're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
It's the family-owned gas station, the beginning of Friday the 13th, part 3. It's like, what is their life?
Yeah,
what are these people?
Yeah, and they did that a couple times with that fucking yard. And that sequence was just so silly. And then that maniac living in the basement of the apartment with the cameras.
Yeah.
What was happening with that man?
That janitor? The building janitor had like, he lived in like a basement apartment workshop that was yet still fully integrated with like a smart home device. Plus he had installed cameras in every apartment.
In like the bathrooms and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Why? How did he get? Because he's just the janitor. He's not the super.
He's clearly like their handyman. So he probably installs the cameras in between tenants. So they're just there.
And he's like, again, classic 80s pervert, where he's looking at the camera, and the fucking mother is undressing, and he's just like, like he's like.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like making noises, and it's just like so creepy.
Right, he is loudly masturbating.
It's so over the top. Is he masturbating?
Yeah, his hand like starts rubbing on his crotch.
Movie.
And he's just making walrus noises.
Yeah, he's just making the most over the top. Like that character, that actor knew exactly what he was needed to be.
Oh yeah. And then he falls on his dick on a table saw.
He sure does.
And they show it.
Yeah. These were the moments that's just like, they're nailing it.
Yeah,
they're nailing it right now.
Yeah. And when you get the, in the end of the movie, the act 3 is like the big, it's like a midnight release of the new Chucky doll, the new Buddy doll, at like this Kohl's that that's like the where the mom works, and one of the characters puts on this giant mascot head of Chucky.
Yes,
there's like an interior shot of the mascot head, and you see this just this knife come in the side and hit him right in the neck, and then he's like staggering out. All these kids are clapping, and he's like just stumbling around.
They show his point of view, and it's all blurry. And he's just like, help me!
He pulls off his mascot head and immediately just sprays arterial blood all over this little girl.
Ah, yes. See, these are the great moments of this film that feel like classic slasher, is they knew it needs to be hilarious.
Yeah. The highs in this movie are very high.
Yeah, it needs to be hilarious in a way, like, again, going back to the goddamn watermelons.
We're never leaving these watermelons.
In a way where it doesn't feel like the movie never felt like it was winking. It's that. Like, the watermelons and all that felt like something where it's most people won't notice, but the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, wait, that's insane. This whole backyard's insane. Mm-hmm. And I love the little things where it's like, that's good for rewatch. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question to you, and I sort of know the answer or what I think, is why didn't this movie completely work?
Two reasons.
All right.
One is, I think the body count is too low.
Agreed.
But that's kind of a problem with the original one, too, is he really only kills like two or three people.
Right. But we're at this point where now we have the sequel, so we need to kind of, you can't bring it all the way back. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard to bring it back to just a few deaths.
Yeah, that's true. Once we've had like just these huge body counts in the other films. The second problem, I think, is there's too much time in between, I guess.
Yes.
There's a problem with the escalation. Like I said, it reminded me a little bit of Brightburn, where it's like we get a pretty strong first act. Mm-hmm. That builds up to him, like we slowly see him, like the kids are teaching him to do funny things because he doesn't have an inhibitor chip, and at first it's kind of funny, and then he sees them watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2 and laughing their asses off at it, so he's like, oh, this is funny, this will make them laugh, and I'm like, I like where this is going. But they don't really explore that angle of it.
It's much like you're saying with Brightburn, is there's too much, like Brightburn had that thing where it spent way too much time on them not believing it was happening.
Right.
And that kind of felt like the same with this, is there was too much of like there was a point in this movie where I had to pee, and I hate having to pee in a movie. And I was like, this feels like we're going to start ramping up and there's just going to be murder after murder after murder. And then it was just another scene of like, don't you believe me? The doll's evil. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go pee. Because it was just like, oh, they're going back to this.
It's like Chucky, he never obfuscates the fact that he's committed murder. No. Like he records the murders.
Yeah. And like, there was that.
Because he thinks he's doing a good thing.
Yeah. It's the weird part where, like, when he finds the guy's head, I thought that was going to be the moment, like, calling the cops or the mom gets involved. But then it becomes this thing of, like, oh, we need to hide the head with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I think they lean too much on the adventure kid stuff, where suddenly it was like, we're doing a thing. And I liked the gags with the head, but at that point it was just like, I'd rather see murder after murder. And then when he starts gaslighting him, which isn't a bad idea either, but again, it's like, I'd rather spend this time on more murders.
Yeah, I'd rather see, like, I loved the idea of a robot, like a learning robot that just doesn't, like, it's sort of like the Terminator in Terminator 2. We're like,
oh, I mean, there's a fucking part where he's like, you can't just do that. You know?
Where he walks in and he's strangling the cat.
Yes.
Like, I would have loved to spend more time with this, like, that idea of it. We're like, it's Chucky's not intentionally malicious. Like, and that's what makes it more scary. It's because it's so robotic. It's so mechanical. It's just an algorithm. Right. So it's like, he thinks he's doing a good thing that's helping Andy.
Yeah, exactly. And like, if they kept doing that.
Yeah, and it should have just kept escalating in that direction, I think.
But I mean, I do like the obsession part, the part where he's like, if you won't have me, you know,
Mm-hmm.
You won't have anybody. Everybody will go, like, where he's like becoming, because I did feel bad for Chucky when they're like locking him and stuff. And he's like, please, no, I'm scared and stuff like that. They did a good job of making him like kind of helpless and sympathetic at first.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just didn't. Yeah, I think he just needed to get to murdering.
For sure.
Because the gaslighting was fine, I guess. There were certain other things, like they had that the cell phone camera.
Mm-hmm. Where you could see done what more he with saw. That, yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be at least one scare where someone looks at it and they see the back of their own head, you know?
Yeah.
Or something to that extent.
They had a good device where he gets dismantled and the skeevy guy repairs him. And then he starts to belong to this other kid. So I was like, and then Andy steals his phone so he can like spy on him. So that like would have been a neat thing where it's like that's when I really thought, like, I was like, oh, sweet, Chucky's gonna start killing some kids.
Not a single kid was killed.
No, and that would have been a good opportunity to do it because mm-hmm. Andy's watching and there's not anything he can do about it. And he's like waiting for the video to like finish buffering. So it would be like great if like he sees Chucky reach up and grab a knife and then the video cuts out because of a bad signal. It would have been great to have a cut back in like right when he's stabbing somebody in the face.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was the other thing, the janitor who gets the Chucky doll. He says something like, eBay, here I come. And it's and he's so excited about this doll.
Yeah, he says the word finally.
Yeah. But like, it can't possibly be that valuable.
I was
going
to say, how much could he possibly cost? $300?
Yeah. And this is like refurbished. That? Like, it's so funny how he was so over the top, like cartoonish. Like wringing his hands together, like, oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, he might as well have been doing a prospector dance.
Yeah.
When he found the Chucky doll in the trash.
This is a good thing. This is, but it's so weird. And then he replaces his fucking arc reactor.
Yeah. Chucky has an arc reactor.
Yeah, Chucky and Iron Man are not too dissimilar.
I love that they gave no explanation for why his name's Chucky.
So right.
When the kid boots him up, he's like, what's your name? And he says, my name's Andy. And then he's just like, okay, what's my name? And he says, Han Solo, which is, you know, kind of a wink because it's Mark Hamill doing Chucky. But then Chucky just says, Chucky? He's like, no, Han Solo, Chucky. I like it. So that was like kind of the one moment where the movie was like, all right, fuck it. Like, fuck you guys. His name's Chucky. You guys know this.
There's no, it doesn't matter. Mark Hamill did a great job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody did good.
I can see why they recast it.
Yeah.
Because
I see why they did, because they needed to, they needed to do something to get people's attention. And I remember when this movie was first announced, I was like, there's no reason for this movie to exist. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, but we have Mark Hamill. And I was like, okay, movie.
Touché film. Right.
Yeah, like, I guess I'll see it now. I mean,
they didn't announce that until recently. Like, it was a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And it must have cost, like, very, you know, it's like a couple days.
He probably came in and recorded all of his lines in a day.
Yeah. There is, because the original creator of Child's Play kind of hates this, right?
The writer. The writer and the director, Tom Holland, was like, yeah, that's great. Like when they cast Mark Hamill, he was like, that's a smart move.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but I can see, because this, if we weren't doing a podcast about it, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't watch this.
I don't know. I might have still gone to see it, because I the casting of Mark Hamill and then the concept of it being a smart toy that just loses his shit.
Right.
And then reading that, I read a couple of reviews. It's at like a 60, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's pretty goddamn violent. I was like, I'm sold. I'm going to go watch this movie.
It's definitely better than I thought it was going to be. I also, though, like, I guess I'm thinking about Chucky fans, because I'm not one of them and I'm not sure who is. But I know they exist.
They must.
And so I don't know how a Chucky fan would feel about this, because it kind of has that same feeling as like the Friday the 13th reboot.
I liked the Friday the 13th reboot.
That's what I was going to say. It's not bad. It's just kind of forgettable. It's that thing of like, the Friday the 13th reboot is a good example where I'm like, every like don't know, 5 years, I might be like, you know what, I'll pop that on while doing some work or something.
Yeah.
This, I think, is closer because it's more campy than the...
I like this one better than the Friday reboot.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than this one goes further.
Yeah.
Like, the Friday reboot is surprisingly not that violent. Like, he pretty much just machetes everyone. There's, like, a couple of...
Right.
And that's, like, why you watch Jason. It's like, oh, what hilarious way is he going to kill someone?
Right. I think the idea, that instinct to say we're going to bring back a slasher character and we're going to bring him back to his roots is mostly a mistake.
It is, yeah.
Like, I get that everybody liked Halloween. We didn't. But I get that everybody liked it. The new one, I mean.
I actually think this movie was more effective at being a horror comedy, because the jokes in this movie are legitimately funny.
Yeah, they got funny people.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. The two main, like Aubrey Plaza and Brian Tyree Henry, are primarily comedic actors.
Yeah, was the mom that young? And they do one throwaway line for why she's young.
Well, no, she was, but the kid was much younger in the original, remember?
Right, okay. Yeah. I liked, she did a great job as just that, like, exasperated single mother who, yeah, like, had a kid a little too early.
Right.
And is, like, trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I liked her character in it. She was relatable.
Yeah, no, I had a friend growing up who lived with his dad, who was 18 when they had him, so it was like he was very close in age to us,
right?
And it was sort of that, like, it was like this real kind of blurred line in terms of, well, he's pretty much the adult here, but it's like it's like a big
sibling, yeah,
right? It's this perpetual feeling of, like, weird, like, I thought it was a believable, relatable character for sure.
Yeah,
because, like, how do I make this 13? Like, because I'm not that much older. Like, how do I make this kid respect my authority?
Right, and she's just sort of like, she's pretty down to earth and just, like, talks to him like a person, and it's fine.
Right, like, in her explanation for getting him the Chucky doll, is like, I thought it would be fun. You know, it's kind of, it's like, I know it's stupid, but I thought it would be, like, funny to, like, mess around with it.
Yeah,
like,
which is great.
She's young enough that she literally got him the doll for lols.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's like, I thought it would be stupid and funny. Like, we can goof off with this thing.
Yeah, they did a good job with that, because it was, Chucky is for, like, younger kids.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy that first act is really great.
Yeah.
Particularly when he first hooks up with the other kids and they start, like, testing what they can do with Chucky. Like, I really enjoyed that, because it was, like, building, because you can see how it's all going to go wrong.
Right.
As it's escalating. Because
they're,
like,
showing him all the
terrible
things
to do. Oh, no, don't teach him how to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It really is like Brightburn, where it's that I'm not, there wasn't a moment of this movie that I hated, that I was like, oh, fuck you for doing that, or, oh, this is boring. Like, none of that. It was just like, I feel like there was more to do here.
There was more area to, there was more they could have explored. Yeah. It's such a good idea that they just didn't quite execute all the way. They didn't go far enough.
They needed this, like, like the ending when all the people are in the store, like, that should have been a bloodbath.
Yeah. More than it was.
Yeah. That should have been all the dolls coming alive and immediately, like, just fucking up everybody.
I did like the Chucky bears coming to life.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. Because as soon as they revealed that bear, where, like, you know, they had Tim Matheson on the screen. He's, like, the head of this company. He's like, we have all new lines in the Buddy 2 line, including the Buddy Bear. As soon as I saw that fucking bear, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, and, like, the drones, that was kind of neat.
Yeah, I did laugh pretty hard when he flew a drone right into that guy's face.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty great. Yeah, the ending was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah, I feel like there could have been more. The kid facing off against Chucky was good. Like, he felt like he started feeling like a horror movie character, like, almost like Ash, but mainly because he had a fucking, like...
The hedge trimmer, yeah.
The hedge trimmer. Yep. And, like, the hedge trimmer is, like, a really good horror movie weapon, you know?
Right, because it's, like, gnarly and not quite... It's, like, dull, yeah. I think this movie did... did something that the original didn't do, which I guess they couldn't because the kid was so young, but it's this movie's from the point of view of the kid. The original was not. The original was from the point of view of the mom.
Right, yeah. And that is better.
Yeah.
Because who's going to listen to this kid?
Exactly. You know? Like, in the original movie, the mom pretty quickly figures out that Chucky's alive, and she's trying to convince Chris Sarandon that he's alive.
Right.
But in this one, it's like the little boy is the one that's... And even his friends start to doubt him. Like, they're like, is it... Man, we never really saw Chucky do anything. Maybe Andy's the one who snapped, and he's just telling us Chucky killed the guy.
Right, because that makes more sense.
It makes way more sense, even though they've seen Chucky do some questionable shit.
Right. Yeah, they literally... I love that they literally teach him how to be creepy.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Me too.
Like, there's a scene in this where he's like, okay, you need to do this with your face, because they're trying to scare the mom's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, smile more. Open your eyes wider. And it was like, I loved that. The Chucky... was that... this is a question. Was it animatronic?
It looks like a lot of it was.
I think when it was walking, it was probably CG.
Yeah, you could tell when it was walking, it was at least mostly CG, if not entirely CG.
Right. I would have appreciated...
For a lot of the shots, it was animatronic.
Yeah, I'm like such a purist with this stuff. I would have appreciated seeing them try to completely make it animatronic. Because, like, this is the thing about practical effects in my head... is that when you're remaking something that was known for practical effects, it's a great opportunity to be like, now here's what we have now. You know, like, like, here's the advancements we've made. Here's how we can wow you with this same technology again.
Yeah.
And so when they, like, this did pretty good. I'm thinking of, like, the remake or the prequel of The Thing, where they just completely shit the bed.
Yeah, that was trash. In defense of this film, it is mostly animatronics.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. No, I think they did a pretty good job. I'm just saying, like, I wish they just went the extra mile.
Yeah. I think they did what they could realistically. Yeah. Like, the walking stuff, they made Chucky walk in the original by either showing him from behind and it's just a real toddler dressed up like Chucky, or, like, just showing his feet really quickly. So it's like, they kind of did what they could.
They should have called Boston Dynamics, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got those weird robot bros in on it.
Yeah.
They could have made a little Chucky, threw hockey sticks at him.
Keep pushing him over when he's trying to stack boxes.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I mean, that's the next step in Boston Dynamics. It's one of those robots is going to go insane.
Yeah. Well, they should make a Chucky. They should specifically make a Chucky.
Just fucking go for it.
Yeah.
You cowards.
Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. What are you afraid?
Yeah. Shit. What else? What other moments in this movie stood out? I didn't like the kill of the mother. In the car. I thought it was well done, but I thought
it was tame compared to the others.
Exactly. And again, like we're saying, is that if you're only going to have like three kills, you gotta make them all crazy.
I think this movie didn't want to go hard on a character that we liked, but that's a mistake.
Yeah. You're making an R-rated Chucky film. They really needed to go over the top.
Yeah, like that's what I was saying from the beginning. Is I just it doesn't quite go far enough.
No, it really doesn't.
I mean, it was it's upsetting when the mom dies because she's so happy that she's taken her automated lift to her bingo game, and then Chucky just fucking destroys her.
That was a hard one because that also felt forced. Because he, like, overhears her saying, like, oh, you're my best friend or something to the kid.
Well, he also sees the mom mime hanging herself in the very beginning.
Oh, you're right. That's great.
They do a couple of callbacks like that.
Hmm. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. So parts of this movie are written more than it needed to be.
Yeah, so. I forget. I looked up the director, and he hasn't really done much. He wasn't anybody exciting.
Yeah.
Like, he's done a few short films. I'm not sure if he also wrote it. But yeah,
this writer hasn't written much. He's written Quantum Break. Don't know what that is.
Nope. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is,
these are video games. He's written Quantum Break and Sleeping Dogs. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It was fine for the writing.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm going to forget this. I feel like the farther I get away from Brightburn, the more I'm like, I don't think I'm going to see that again.
Probably not. I might have enjoyed this more than Brightburn.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
I think again, there's enough cool deaths in it that like if a horror movie fan asked me if they should watch this, I'd say yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is a fun slasher movie to watch.
Yeah. It's not perfect, but it's trying.
It's better than most.
Yeah, it understands what the appeal is.
Mm-hmm.
Of yeah. The Child's Play franchise.
It understands that you got to skin a guy's head
mm-hmm.
with a rototiller.
Yeah, and put him on a nonsense watermelon that shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Just with a bow wrapped around it.
Yeah.
That was pretty incredible.
That's solid, yeah. That was a great reveal. Because they also, he gets up and he walks by it and like doesn't see it. Yeah. They knew what they were doing. They knew it needed to be fucking funny.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Yeah, I think I mostly liked this.
Yeah, it's
when it works, it really works.
Yeah, like I said, the highs of this movie are very high.
Yeah.
There are some really great fun moments in it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them do a second one where they just go completely gonzo.
Yeah. I wish they had figured that out for this, but yeah, how do you think they're going to bring him back? Is he just in the internet now? Because at the end,
he connects with the cloud in the end.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't mm-hmm. he?
Yes, as soon as the janitor restores him with like a better arc reactor, he connects to the cloud.
Okay, that's pretty great.
So his mind is in the cloud.
Yep, he's like Skynet.
Yeah, exactly.
But for dolls.
He's Skynet that's obsessed with one child.
That's pretty great. That's a pretty great premise.
Yeah, and they recall the wrong ones at the end.
Yeah.
recalling all the Buddy Twos. It's like, that wasn't the problem one.
Oh, man, yeah. I like the idea of a sequel where it's just multiple Chuckies. That's how you ramp it up, because, like...
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make him formidable. Like when people see him coming.
Yeah, he's like Ultron.
Where it's like a swarm of them. Yeah, he's like Ultron.
He's like Ultron.
Yeah. That'd be a real problem for people.
Yeah, like that's always been the complaint of the original series of films. It's like, it's a fucking toy. Like, I can break this thing in half with my bare hands.
Yeah, it's plastic.
Like, not if there's 15 of them crawling on you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like little spiders.
Mm-hmm. Just biting you.
Yeah, it's stabbing
weird
your ass.
Little teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, his creepy little teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What does he say? This is for Tupac?
Yeah. Yes. When one of the kids in the beginning, when they're teaching Chucky how to prank, they're trying to get him to stab this unicorn and say, this is for Tupac.
It's a great idea because, again, he's just learning things.
Yep.
So he then later, so he when he kills the guy, later. He says it. Which I love the idea of, like, your last thoughts before getting murdered by a doll is just pure confusion. I mean, it's already confusing because it's a doll.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, imagine then the last thing you hear is the doll say, this is for Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not alive enough to process or understand what that means.
Nope.
Yeah. They did a lot of, like, it's that both of the good deaths are kind of them having, like, it's some sort of cutting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a choice where they're like, I need to stop this thing from murdering me, but I also have to stop this thing.
Yes.
And the second one, it's the table saw and the pipes.
Yeah, he's holding onto a pipe, and since now Chucky is on the cloud, he's just increasing the temperature in the room, and the pipe is burning his hands. Right.
It's the same mechanic. Both is the same, like, gore mechanic. Yeah, I really just needed them to do more of that.
Just kill more people.
Like, more in like crazier kills even.
Right, cuz you could combine this with like a movie like Ghost in the Machine, which is not a great movie, but it's the same concept of like, what if some entity could just turn a device against you?
Yeah.
Man, Chucky's got it all, cuz he can get down to the dirt with you with his bare little plastic hands, or he can like make your microwave kill you somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, they reveal that this is this is sort of not too distant future.
Yeah.
Cuz there's self-driving Ubers basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone is enough for Chucky to take over the world, I feel
right.
like.
Right.
Like, he could kill everybody.
He could kill the president.
Yeah. Yeah, he just drive like all those cars into the White House,
or just hijack his motorcade. Yeah, it's like, what are you gonna do? Like,
yeah, He's very powerful in this.
Yeah.
He hacks the kid's hearing aid. That was one of those things where I was like, I knew that had to happen because they make the kid deaf and have a hearing aid for no reason for most of the movie.
Yeah, no real reason.
Except to eventually have Chucky hack it so he can always hear him talking.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that was fine. That felt like something like they went back and added it in when they were writing. Like, they got to some point where they're like, have him on the intercom. And they're like, no, it'd be cooler if he could only hear
him. Right, it's cooler if only Andy can hear him because he's being gaslit all through Act 3.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that was probably something that came up during, like, Draft 3 or 4.
Right. And I know why they needed the kids to not call the cops, but I feel like I would call the cops on the doll. I know that sounds...
Right.
Like a mistake, but if I were that kid, I feel like they wouldn't be able to tie me to the murder. You have other witnesses,
Chucky recorded it too,
right? And also, Chucky is not trying to hide it.
No, he never.
So if you
tries
bring
to
him to
doing.
The cops and you're like, "Ooh, I don't know what this is," and then you got a juicy lawsuit on your hands,
right? I think that was done very purposely at the end. Is the kids all take the Chucky doll themselves and smash it to pieces? So it's like, it's this triumphant moment for them, but all I could think of was like, no, you're destroying the evidence that this doll was defective and insane.
You could be millionaires.
It leads right into the ending where Tim Matheson's like, we've recalled all the Buddy 2s. You're like, no, that's the wrong one.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Dummy kids.
Yeah, fucking stupid
kids.
Hope they all get murdered in the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, I do hope there's a second one, I guess.
Yeah, same. I want to see more of this. It's like
this movie did a lot.
Yeah.
In the year that I knew it existed, it made a very big leap from something that I have had no interest in.
Right.
To being like pretty good.
Because I was never really a fan of the original.
No, and
I've watched it a few times. I'm like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah. And as not a fan, I was like, I don't need this, and I don't think the fans want this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think horror fans are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, everything's very sacred, to an extent.
To a degree, yeah, and I can't...
That said, I mean, they always have, like, a different person playing, like, Jason or Michael Myers, so, like...
Yeah, for the most part.
Why not have a new voice for Chucky, I guess? This was bound to happen. This was inevitable. And so I'm glad they didn't try to do what like Texas Chainsaw Massacre did or like all the other reboots where they tried to make it like super gritty and super serious.
I love the idea of trying to make a gritty Texas Chainsaw reboot. It's like, guys.
It was already pretty gritty.
It's already the most insane movie. Yeah.
But they did. They tried to make it like a little more gritty.
Mm-hmm.
By gritty, I mean they mostly just made it darker.
Right. It's just dark and brown.
Yeah. And
I hate
like,
those movies.
I hate that. And I'm glad this one didn't do that.
No. Yeah, this movie...
it's pretty colorful.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's the same. If it's not the exact same brownstone, it's a very similar looking apartment
building.
It's
very similar. I assume it's not the same. Where is this? Is it?
I don't know.
Chicago.
It looks Chicago or New York? I don't know.
Yeah, not a place. Again, not a place where you can really grow watermelons that soon after Christmas.
Really hung up on these watermelons.
It's weird.
I agree. It's insane.
It's very weird.
Well, I mean, they filmed it in Vancouver. I just looked it up. And this only had a budget of $10 million, so maybe we will get a sequel.
Yeah, it's probably going to make money. Although, like, the theater I was in, there wasn't that many people there. Everybody's seeing the Toy Story. I know why. Like, we discussed this off the podcast. Like, we decided to do this instead of Toy Story. At least my thinking of this was, what the fuck do you guys care what we have to say about Toy Story 4?
Right, everybody's going to see Toy Story.
Yeah, like, we like horror movies. People know we like horror movies, so it made sense for us to watch this.
Yeah, this just made more sense. And, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been debating whether or not we're going to go watch the Lion King reboot, because why?
Yeah, why?
Fucking why?
I think there's something else good. I think we'll do maybe Midsummer, although I don't know if that's coming out sooner.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I looked... I just checked... Box Office Mojo. This has made $6 million so far, so it'll probably make its money back.
Yeah, just a couple more million.
Just, you know, it's it, I it doesn't cost much to make a horror movie, guys. Just spend the money on skinning a guy's head with a rototiller.
Yeah. I'm surprised, because this one did require a little more than most horror movies, because you need a goddamn Muppet.
Yeah.
But it didn't cost that much more. Yeah.
But the Muppet didn't have to be lifelike. Like,
yeah,
that's point.
True.
Yeah, so it didn't need to be like a fucking fully realized Yoda or Gollum or something. Like,
right.
It didn't need to look like a real creature. It needed to look like a doll.
Yeah, and it did.
So it has a certain advantage there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Just, you know, spend your budget on skinning people's heads and dropping mm-hmm. their dicks onto table saws.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not hard.
No, it's not hard. Not hard.
No, because it's a hit a table saw.
Yeah, you can get all kinds of gore for a couple million dollars.
Yeah. I mean, fake blood is very cheap. That's why that's why horror movies tend to be the indie.
Yeah.
Or indie movies tend to be horror movies.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking fake knife and some blood.
Yeah, just
and
do
just
it.
Have a good idea.
Do
like
it,
it's getting
cowards.
Harder now, but you know, because it has to be like a more original. I do think certain franchises, like I would watch a $120 million Friday the 13th movie.
We are going to write a $120 million Friday the 13th movie.
I think certain franchises like that deserve an insane budget at least once, even if the studio is like, we're not going to make this money back, but this franchise has been consistent for us for like the last two decades.
History deserves this.
Yeah. History deserves this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Yeah, we got to get on that. We got to get on writing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got all sorts of ideas for that.
Yeah, man. I think I don't have anything else to say about this movie except, you know, if you're a horror fan, fucking watch it.
Yeah, go see it. Go see it.
It's very fun.
Toy Story 4, yeah, you can also see that. But if you like horror, I don't know, what else are you going to see? Wasn't there like a Men in Black that came out like a year ago?
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was close.
Yep. Feels like a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to decide, like, if you had one movie to see in the theaters right now,
mm-hmm.
I guess it depends, because I'm sure Toy Story 4 is fucking great. I'm sure it's very magical and you'll cry and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But
I still want to flush that fucking spork down a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that
character.
Well,
yeah, it doesn't have a man getting his junk split and open with a table saw.
It sure doesn't. It doesn't have a man getting his head skinned in a watermelon patch.
Well, I haven't seen it, so it probably doesn't.
It probably doesn't have those things, but we can't say we haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a sode. Let's get out of here. Well, you know, wait. What do we got? What do we have, Dave? What do we have?
We got a Patreon. Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out some exclusive podcasts, such as Fox Mulder is a Maniac and Tom and Jeff Watch Batman.
Mm-mm.
We also, every Friday, we have a Patreon movie night where we watch stuff with patrons.
Last Friday, we watched Tremors.
We did. We watched Tremors. And then I put on, Tom, you went to bed. I put on the 1998 Avengers.
Woof. How many people lasted through that one?
Not many. So yeah, check that out, you guys, if you want to watch a really bad spy movie from 1998. What else we got? We talked tpublic.com/stores/gamefullyunemployed. You got a bunch of t-shirts there.
And some posters and some other junk. If you're listening to this on iTunes or wherever, please go ahead and leave us a review. It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps.
I think that's it. Let's be done. Let's stop.
All right. I'm going to go finish the rest of that children's play.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
Let's get some fake mustaches. Maybe they'll let us in.